Father God, I thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to your people. Now, Father, speak through me, none of me, and all of you. In Jesus' name, amen. New mercies. Oh, my God. New mercies. Y'all, he gave me some mercies today. I have been to Memphis and back. I made it to church on time with three little granddaughters. God in Varnamon, y'all, they had the road blocked. I praise you, Jesus, because he had me get in the truck early. Because if I hadn't gotten that truck early, I wouldn't be here now. New mercies, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Bishop, thank you for this opportunity. And to each of you here and to those of you listening over the airwaves, let me just put it that way. My thought for tonight, first things first. First things first. Now that you're born again, you have confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you have believed in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. What is next? What is the first thing you need to do to live a life for God? Now, I don't think y'all gonna keep up with me, but okay. In Matthew 11, 29, Jesus said, learn of me. Learn of me. You in a new kingdom. You have to learn a new way of living. Your old ways, they just won't do. They will not work in God's kingdom. Colossians 1:13 in the New Living Translation says this, for he, God, has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son. You are in a new kingdom where you are no longer the ruler and you're no longer the boss. We have subjected ourselves to live the way God says. Therefore, the wise thing to do is to learn how this kingdom operates. First things first. You must recognize that you are not only human. That's the first thing you need. You're not only human. You are created in God's image and likeness. God is a spirit and God is love, and you are created like him. God is three parts, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And you are three parts, spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom. Look for it. Aim and direct your attention to the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. How do we learn about him and his way of doing things? You read the Bible and get in a church that is teaching the truth as presented in the Bible. Now, let me just give you a few examples of God's way of doing things. Matthew 5:43-44 says, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbors. You got no problems, right? And hate your enemies. That'll work for us, won't it? Mm-hmm. But Jesus said, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. You in a new kingdom. You can't hate people because they did you wrong. You're in God's kingdom. You're no longer the boss. Your feelings have no reason or shouldn't be in the rule. Your spirit, man, should be the leading guide for your life. You said, do what? Love my enemies. Now, that is not the way a person living in the kingdom of darkness. That's not the way they think or believe. But as a believer living in the kingdom of God, we learn this new way of living and being right. We live by faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Romans 12:17, the NIV says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. We in a new kingdom, y'all.